Hello?
Yes, this is Tarnisha DeForest, supervisor. Thank you for holding. In one moment, I'm just trying to get your account pulled up.
Oh, so are you the supervisor?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Just okay. So one second, please. Okay, so now I have came to talk to the supervisor. So thank you. Okay.
All right. Give me one moment. I'm just trying to get your account pulled up, making so I can verify all your information here. All right. One moment. I'm so sorry. All right, and for security purposes, can I get you to verify the shipping address on file?
Okay, 7035 Los Lagos Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89178.
All right, and it looks like this is for the focus watch. Right. Let's see, let me view the notes and let's see how I can help you today. Right, so basically, you called in to cancel, you didn't want to keep the product, and you don't want to pay to ship it back, correct?
Yeah, because I didn't order that completely.
Okay, what you
I was
mean
surprised
by?
today. I was surprised today. I received a product, and then I got charged for my account, for my credit card too.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I do see where we billed the $5.97 back on the 14th for the shipping and handling.
Yeah, it's two times $5.97 because I don't know. There's another product too, two together.
Okay. Okay. Trying to see what I can do for you here because with this merchant, you have to return the product back to avoid being billed the retail price of the product, but it is at your own expense. Now, I do show that it was ordered back on the 14th. When did you receive the product?
Today, just now, just before.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, give me one moment. Let me look into the account some more. Let me see if I can go around. You happen to send it back. If not, you are going to have to send the product back in order for them to fully cancel out the account and to avoid being billed still for the retail price of the product. Okay. Allow me one moment.
Well, I don't mind, that I bring it back to the UPS and send it back, but your company have to cover everything. Yeah, I'm not paying anything.
All right. Allow me one moment.
Okay.
just letting you know I'm still here. I'm just reaching out to another supervisor to see what we can do about the situation, okay?
Okay.
Just letting you know, I'm still here. Give me 4 more minutes, okay?
Oh, can I ask, what's your name?
My name is Tarnisha.
Tarnisha?
Tarnisha, with a T. T as in Tom.
Uh-huh.
A-R.
Nope.
N as in Nancy. Okay. I-S-H-A.
Oh, okay. So are you the supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just reaching out to another supervisor to see if there's any way we can get around the fee. Because like I said, this merchant, you have to return the wash bag. So I'm trying to see if there's any way we can go around it. Maybe we can waive it. I'm trying to see what we can do here, okay? All right, I'm going to send your account to another supervisor so they can view it real quickly. I did explain the situation to them, and we're going to see if we can work something out here to kind of go around the merchant themselves. Hopefully, we can. So give me a few minutes here. I'm trying to work it out for you so you won't have to send it back with no cost, okay?
Okay.
Just checking back in with you, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, so according to the other supervisor that took a look at the account and the vendor guidelines, she said unless you want to avoid being charged at EOT, you have to return the product.
Okay, so what about the return fee?
Okay, the return fee, that would be left up to the U.S. Postal Service because that's who delivered it to you, so you'll have to go back through them. So it would depend on them and how much they would charge to return it.
So that means I have to pay for it?
To return the product, yes, ma'am, if they require to do so, which I don't think is no more than $9.95.
I don't think that's right. That's fair to me.
Well, that is within
because the product that you know I don't get into it like a completely like the order complete.
Okay, so you saying that you didn't?
When I go halfway and then the on the website shows you, you know. Your order is not complete. It's only halfway. It's not complete. So that means, you know, it's not really like a show up everything. It's correct.
Okay. So the day.
I didn't order it because your company needs accept yet, you know, because it's something wrong. And now, you know, I receive the product and we automate it and charge it into my account.
Yes, ma'am, and I do understand, but because the order was placed, those are the steps that we do have to take. Now, are you sure that it was only halfway? Are you sure that you didn't accidentally order it by accident?
Right. It was only showing halfway, and then there's a no confirmation number, nothing at all.
Okay, did you receive anything in your email from this company?
I didn't receive any email at all either. It's nothing at all. That's why, you know, because I've been ordering something, stuff, you know, online, like you do, I believe so. You know, when you order something, at the end, they should show up, pop up some kind of the confirmation number, the order detail, everything, right? And this
mm-hmm.
one is nothing at all. And I didn't receive any email at all for this product. Until today, I received a product. I was shocked. I was surprised. And then I checked back on my credit card because inside there's a note that I got charged the shipping fee, everything.
Okay.
That's why I'm very disappointed, you know.
Okay. Oh goodness. I mean, there's nothing else I can really do because the order still went through. So, and you still received the product. Let me see here.
I don't want to pay any, you know, shipping costs or anything. And plus, when I return the product, that your company have to cover the return fee, too. Because it's not my fault.
Yes, ma'am, and I understand. Okay. All right. So I understand everything that you're saying. You said that it was only halfway placed, so therefore it shouldn't have went through. The thing is, it did go through. So I'm guessing maybe you accidentally ordered it. Now, the email that we have on file for you, because you should have received something in your email. We have ngo_tien80@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Did you check your spam?
Yes, I do. I check everything. I check that every day.
Okay. All right, so what I can do for you, because unfortunately, if you do keep the product, they are going to bill you the retail price of the product. What I can do is I can place a 50% discount on it for you to where they will only charge 50% of the product, which the product that you have, the retail price of it is $69.97. And it looks like you also got the pods as well. So
yeah, for that one, I really surprised that one too.
Yeah, so each other product, one is $69.97 and one is $64.97. I can discount it at the 50% discount. So if you do decide to keep the product, you'll be charged 50%, which will be around about $34 and $32 for both of the products. That's if you don't return it.
No, that's not what I want.
And I understand that, ma'am. But like I said,
yeah,
the order still went through. And
the order went through is your company's problem. Somebody placed that order, you know, just do like this.
Well, no, ma'am, we don't have the power. We don't have the power to put the order through for you. That's on the customer itself. So if it was...
Well, you know, I understand. I explained to you. Just like when you go to online and order stuff, after the end, you should receive confirmation number. You should receive, like, you know, all the details, the total price, everything.
Yes, ma'am. That will usually go to your email.
Nothing. This one, I didn't receive anything. That's the reason why I call you back. If I receive a confirmation, you know, like a 15, 16, I wouldn't surprise. I know what is going on.
Yes, ma'am, and I do understand, but either you return the product and get a full and get everything canceled out and you won't be billed anything at all, or if you keep the product,
you will be billed for the product.
I
want to return because, you know, it sounds like, you know, it's not safe for me. I don't know what company are you or whatever. The reason, you know, I go in to check this one that is from Costco, they tell me, you know, to go to the survey. And that was the thing, you know, that I have $250. And after that, they sold all the product. And on the product, it says I only pay for the shipping for $5.97 for this one. And I did call, okay, before I placed the order, I did call and ask somebody how this works. Because I never go on the survey to do anything. And I don't know whoever, I forgot to ask her name. That's my fault, okay? That you should fire her because she told me that, okay, that you are paying for the shipping, $5.97, and you try for 14 days. After 14 days, within 30 days, after 14 days you don't like it, you call us back to cancel your account. And you keep the product. Is this your rule for the promotion?
Okay, so for the promotion, you have the 14-day trial period with the product. If you like the product and you want to keep it, you're billed the retail price, which is the $69.97 and the $64.97. If you decide that you don't want to keep it, then you have to return the products. That is in their terms and conditions.
Somebody didn't tell me very clear about that.
Okay, did you view the terms and conditions?
They just told me that, okay, I pay the shipping. If I don't like it, call back, cancel the account, and keep the product. I asked her twice, and she described me twice the same way, the same thing that she said. This lady, you know, she don't know what she's doing. You should fire her. That's how she put me into the make mistake. That makes no sense, you know, if I pay for shipping and try for 14 days, and then what is about the Costco's survey? For what? It's the shipping. Sound like lying. I don't care what your guys' combination would have with Costco. I'm going to the Costco and complain about that too.
Okay, so are you saying you went through a survey that you did through Costco?
Yes.
Okay, so with the surveys, this watch is not through Costco. With the surveys, once you complete those surveys and they offer you the free gifts at the end, each of those free gifts are through different online vendors other than the company that sent you the survey. So you're not going through Costco's, you're going through the Focus Fitness Watch company. So they are the ones that you went through to purchase the watch, and we were the ones that you would have had to call to cancel. Now, I do have the return address if you want to write that down so you can be able to send that product back. And as soon as that product is sent back, we can close that account and you will not be billed anything at all. If the product is not returned by the 7th day after this call, you will be billed through end of charge for both products.
So what about the charge that your company already charged me?
No, you only pay the shipping and handling that goes through the U.S. Postal Service for postage. The watch is free at this time during this trial period. But once the trial period is over.
No, because the May 14 and 15 is already charged from your company.
No, ma'am. Those are shipping and handling prices.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. That's what was billed, was shipping and handling. You paid the shipping and handling to receive the product. That was the only way you can get the product was by paying the shipping and handling. The only way the shipping and handling could be paid is if your credit card information was entered in on that site to complete the payment. That's the only way we could have gotten any type of payment is if you completed it. In this case, it does look like it was completed. Whether it was completed by accident or not, we have no way of knowing that. It's in our system. So with that being said, you have to adhere to the terms and conditions, and you have to return the products in order to not be billed for those products. There is nothing we can do about that. That is within their terms.
My goodness. So now, you know, I lost like a $10 something for the shipping and handling, and plus I lost some return back shipping and handling for nothing, for no reason.
Well, you did receive the product, so that's what the shipping and handling was for.
So now your company was telling me, you know, all kind of, you know, different, total different. When I asked somebody, I call your company and said, talk to somebody. And they told me the different way. And now you told me the different way. The way you charge, the way the rule, and now the laws, it's on me. If I have the responsibility, so your company is not your fault. that when it's online, that it's not completely go through, that means not your fault. So that means it's my fault. I have to respond, I have to pay for everything. I don't think that's fair enough.
Well, I do apologize, ma'am. I really do.
I don't want to hear apologize, okay? It's nothing you can say apologize. And you make me pay for everything. And I lost everything for no reason. Sound like you're a big company, okay? I believe. But you are not cheating me about those money. It sounds like your company is cheating. I don't know who you're hiding, the lady.
No one's hiding anybody, ma'am. Our company has not gotten any money from you yet. The money that you paid went straight to the U.S. Postal Service to deliver the products. You haven't been billed anything for the products yet.
That's why your company has the responsibility about that, too. Because you hire a wrong person. They don't know what they're saying. They don't know what they're talking about. They keep out to the customer the wrong information.
Okay, so are you saying that you? Okay, are you saying that you spoke to someone already before you spoke to me?
Before I order.
Before you ordered.
All my information. Yes, I did. But I feel sorry to myself. I didn't ask the lady's name. I asked her two times. She keeps telling me, you know, you don't like the product, you keep the product after 14 days. Just call back and cancel your account. But you have to pay for the shipping for $5.90 something. Which is, you know, I agree. Even though somebody told you that, you do the same thing too. So now you're telling me, you know, oh, there was some kind of make mistake. Okay, so I have to respond to the make mistake. Your company have to respond to the responsibility to make mistake. Not everything goes to me.
Again,
anything like you with the water product that you don't receive, you don't like the product that you are not really ordering that, and then now they charge you. Are you happy with that?
Okay, I understand that you're frustrated, and I'm doing the best that I can, but
yeah,
I can.
You have to do something, okay? Not just telling me that, oh, I return the product, I have to pay for it, and I have to pay for the shipping to send now, pay for the shipping to go back. At least your company has to do something. Because your company was make mistake too, was make mistake, not all to me.
Okay, this is what I'll go ahead and do. Just keep the product. I'll go ahead and get the account canceled for you or try to cancel it so you will not be billed. Give me one moment here. Just getting some notes on the account. One moment. All right, so I went ahead and got the account canceled for you, and you can just keep the product. You don't have to send it back. I got your account closed. I also have a cancellation number for you if you want to write that down.
Okay, go ahead.
CS and Charlie, 54240.
So C54240. So
that is correct.
What I'm going to do? What I'm going to do?
Well,
do?
We got the account canceled. Just keep the product.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you for calling customer support.
Yeah.
You have a good one.
So do I get this confirmation number through my email too?
Yes, ma'am, and you will also have it on record because we also did it over the phone. The calls are recorded for security purposes.
Okay, so I don't need to return this product?
No, ma'am, you can go ahead and keep it.
Two of them, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, make sure I won't get charged anymore.
You will not.
Okay. Alrighty, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye-bye. So my account is completely closed then?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.